right?
And so it was that while they were there, the
days were accomplished,
yes, sir,
that she should be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Seven is fulfillment in the King Daniel, because that's the start.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The coming of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And Daniel and all the prophets talked about. Mm-hmm. She brought forth her firstborn son.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Laid him in a manger.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no room for them in the inn.
Yes, sir.
And there, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock.
By Allah.
By night. 9 says, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
What he did.
And the glory of the Lord shone round about them.
Yes, sir.
And they were so afraid.
Yes, sir.
10 And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy,
yes, sir,
which shall be to all. For unto you, 11 said, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now drop down, and 16 says, 15, 14, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward all men. You may be seated.
Yes, sir.
I want to be some over doctrine. Get time when you all along read the word of God. Give God the glory.
Amen.
Give God the glory. God is with all power.
Yes, sir.
God is our resource.
Yes, he is.
He is our food on our tables.
Thank you, Lord.
We cannot even breathe without God.
Say that, say that.
If he just turn his eyes off us for just a moment, we will die.
Yes, we will.
It's something to think about. That's why I say, give God the glory.
Yes.
The honor. When you're sitting at your table on Wednesdays, it's the Lord's will, and you begin to eat your dinner, and you begin to see all your presents that the Lord allowed you to have, think about the Lord Jesus and say, I got to give it all to him. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, I wouldn't be sitting here eating my turkey and my dressing and my cranberry sauce and so forth and so on, but because of his grace and his mercy, I can say, give God all the praise. Because not only that, he woke us up this morning, started us on our way, and not only that, but he clothed us in our sound right now. And I can begin to think about how so many people today, their minds have gone because they talk to themselves and they own drugs and all these other activities things. But because of his goodness and his grace and his mercy on you and I, we can say, thank you, Jesus, it ain't I. Can I get a witness this morning? There are so many people this morning that in hospitals where they're treated for mind situations and treated for because of the drugs that they have been using in their bodies, and on this Christmas, they don't even know it's Christmas holiday season. Can I get a witness, somebody? Somebody knows. That's why I say, give God the glory. He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Here in this chapter, Gospel Luke writes to us in the 6th verse, but if you look from 1 to 5, show you how the devil here, he had put in the heart of Caesar Augustus that they had to go to their own homeland, Joseph did, because he was born in Bethlehem. He was from that town of Bethlehem. So he had to leave him and his wife, and she was pregnant well in months of pregnancy, and they had to travel 90-some miles to Bethlehem. But God is good, ain't he? Because a camel is not riding like in a 747 or a Mercedes Benz. It's not like riding in a BMW or a Cadillac. It's riding humpy and all that other kind of stuff for 90-some miles. Jesus was still in the womb, but God was standing by. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
It's right there in Texas. If you ain't told out, the Bible said Joseph had to go back to Bethlehem for a census that Caesar Augusta had proclaimed to put out to everybody in the cities around about. Yes. But think about Mary. Mary was pregnant with our Lord and Savior in her body. And she could have had a miscarriage. She could have had all kinds of things miscarriage, but God was with those women. And if God's for you, who can be against you? Come on, somebody. I don't care what you're going through this morning. If God is on your side, if you got God of the universe that stepped out on nothing and made something and say in the beginning was the Word and the Word was God and the Word was with God and all things were made by Him, you got Him on your side. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm on y'all. I'm a little bit of because I'm tired, but I got to give God the praise because God's been too good to us this morning. Bills are due, but I'm leaning on the Lord. I don't know how the money gonna come. I don't know. I ain't trying to figure it out. I'm working. I'm looking to the problem solver. I'm not worried about the problem because the problem will be there. But the problem solver will work it out in his own time. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on. Somebody got it. Always on time. While you trying to figure it out, God then already spoke in your spirit and worked it out. Come on, somebody. Mary here, she's pregnant with baby Jesus. Because the Bible says if you drop back and turn over in chapter 1, the Bible said that Gabriel had came first to Zechariah.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that Zechariah was in the church tending and doing the work that was called to him. He was lighting the candles and emptying the trash and making sure that the church was all right and fit and smelling good. But here come this angel sent out from God called Gabriel, which was the messenger angel, and he came to the right side of the altar in the 14th verse of the chapter and greeted him and said, thou art highly favored. According to this time, y'all gonna have a child.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something about God. The angel said, just because you don't believe, you ain't gonna speak. And the Bible said when he was in the church, here come his wife and all of them in the church, and they were wanting to know what was wrong. And after that, they began to see that he came out the church, he couldn't talk. But the Bible said that when they began to have the child come to planet Earth, the Bible said that they thought he was gonna name him after him. He said, The angel said he wrote it on a piece of paper because he couldn't talk. He said his name should be called John. Ain't God good? He wrote it and he gave it to his wife. And they said that's his name gonna be. It's in that thing tore it out and gave it to him at the hospital. But the Bible said this child is the forerunner of the Messiah, which is called Jesus the Christ. And so here he is. John the Baptist said, I'm not worthy to stoop to loose the shoes of him that is coming after me. And he said that, now, I baptize with water, but he gonna baptize with fire. Talking about that Holy Ghost fire. I don't know about you, but I don't know nobody that came to Jesus and came and left the same way they came. I don't know nobody that came to Jesus and Jesus ain't even done something for him. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Help me, Holy. I don't know nobody that came to Jesus and just left away like they were. He came, I come to Jesus 30 years ago, and I've never been the same since I came to Jesus. Ain't God good?
All the time.
I say, ain't God good? Oh, yeah, somebody knows God good. It's Christmas time now. I can remember when I was Christmas time, I didn't even know when the day was because I'd be high and getting drinking and all this kind of stuff. But I got another high now. It's called the Holy Ghost high. I don't have to worry about if I'm done somebody wrong and cuss somebody out. I don't have to worry about how I got home that night. I know how I got home because I'm clothed in myself right now. Right.
Yeah.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
I say, ain't God all right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I know y'all right. Oh, Lord, this thing. Somebody, they say, verse 7 say, now, here it is. They in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
And Joseph had heard from God that don't do that woman nothing. And he obeyed the voice that came to him in a dream. But here now in verse 7, the baby finna be born. Because it says in verse 7, she brought forth her firstborn son. That means that she gonna have some more children, but that was her firstborn son. And it say, and wrapped him in swaddling clothing. Yep. I don't know what you think about swaddling clothing. Clothing is not like what we got on.
Oh, no.
It's old rags.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Old scumbag rags, holes in them.
Yeah.
Maybe some blue, whatever on them, but she wrapped him up.
The baby could have had skin disease. The baby could have had a bad cold and all this other stuff. You know, when a baby born nowadays, you know, you got to go take them to the meat doctor. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the meat unit. And they got to be up in there for so long, and they got to be and went through this and went through that. But this baby Jesus didn't go through none of that. You know why? Because God was in behind the plan of all of this.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
if God is behind something, you can just rest assured you're going to smooth on out the way. Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
He'll make the rough way smooth for her. Look and say, and now when they say, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
Yeah.
Then she laid him in what you call a manger.
Yes, Lord.
That's our Lord and Savior now.
Yeah.
He didn't come to planet Earth with no 747 jets.
No.
He could have come back there now. He didn't come to us, you know, with no Stacey Allen shoes on. He could have came back there.
Yeah.
But he came low and meek and humble.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he could reach you and I. Because he know that you and I wasn't going to be no millionaires. And we weren't going to be no trillionaires. Can I get a witness up in here?
Yeah.
Somebody said, don't take all that, and don't need all that knowledge. Yeah, well, you move on out my way. Because you don't know the hell I've been through all this week. I got to give you some praise. But the Bible says in Luke chapter 19, 21, they made a loud noise, and Jesus turned around and said, if the rocks, if they don't make no noise, the rocks are crying. Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
Made a joyful noise.
Yes, sir.
They said they made no soft noise. They made a joyful noise.
Yes, indeed.
God is good. He'll make you make a noise.
Yeah.
He'll make a noise when nobody's around. You say, oop, I'm going crazy. Because when you just think about the goodness that he's done for you.
Yeah.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
When I think about him, there he is in a manger.
Well.
But let me drop down a little bit. Verse 8 says, and there, because I'll be all day preaching, and I know y'all got to go and, you know, but the word got to go forth. I don't care what you do, if you ain't got the word, you dumb. Because Paul said, I call it all but dumb that I may win Christ.
Yes, sir.
See, if you got Christ, you got it all. That's all you need anyway. Because he gonna fix it for you sooner or later anyway. All you gotta do is keep your hand in God's unchanging. Like the grandma said, just a little talk with the Lord and make happen.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
More folks could read their name than by scarlet letters. Mm-hmm. But they knew how to talk to God.
Yes, sir.
Because that's why my little black self still here. Because I was crooked as a barrel of snakes. I didn't steal it from you, no, but I know how to shoot that 6511 across that dice table.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Drunk my Hennessy. Yes, sir. I ain't supposed to see it, but I know how to drink that. But let me tell you something. God will work it out for you.
Yes,
he may not work it out when you want to. He may take all day, look like he ain't gonna never come. But just keep on holding on and say, Lord, you say, if I'm not, you gonna open the door. If I seek, then you gonna find.
Yes, sir.
You gotta talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody. You gotta talk to God. I ain't up here for no sugar and choking and talking. I'm talking about what the Lord can do for you. Because he's done it for me, he'll do it for you. And if he's done it one time, he'll do it again. He's not like, oh, I've done it one time, I'm tired. God does not get tired of nothing because he's everlasting all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He says, I'm A and I'm Z.
Mm.
There's no God before me, neither there shall there be after me. That's Isaiah.
Yeah.
Isaiah went to church one day and he saw the post move and he said, Lord, who shall happen? He got impacted by God. He said, Lord, send me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
He saw the post move, Miss Pat moves. God, ain't God good?
Yeah.
Man, God got power. You talking about power?
Oh,
man, God got power.
Yeah.
He ain't got no some power. Man, God got all power.
Oh, yeah.
This child is laying in a manger.
Well.
And they tell me that there were, in verse 8, there were in the same country shepherds.
Uh-huh.
They was minding their own business.
Well.
Keeping watch over the flock by night.
Yeah, yeah.
But lo, here come heaven to plant earth.
Well.
In verse 9, the Bible says, the angel of the Lord.
Well.
I heard grandma used to say, the angel is watching over me.
Yeah.
All night.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
The angel is watching over me.
Well.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm in the army of the Lord.
Well.
You see, when you're in the army of the Lord, you may get wounded sometimes.
Well.
You may have to cry sometimes. But you have to stick your sword and say, I'm going to fight on anyhow.
Yeah.
Because the word of the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me.
Yes.
He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. That lets me know that he already prepared a place for me anyhow. And you too.
Yeah.
So why should I sit up here and worry about the devil and what he doing? You see, the devil is always on my trail. Because I heard the Bible say, every time I try to do good, evil is on me. Ain't God all right? Excuse me. But I say, ain't God all right? The Lord will step in when you least expect it. While you trying to figure it out, the Lord done already worked it out. He'll put a door where there ain't no door. He know how to work in miraculous ways. Grandma used to say he worked in mysterious ways. And I know for a show that he have worked in my life and he have worked in your life. You do. Ain't God, excuse me, it's Christmas time. And I can remember the times when I didn't know my left hand from my right hand. But he's opened my eyes. He's an eye opener. He's a mind regulator. I heard him call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. And I call him Jesus, the Son of the Living God. What you call him this morning? But I want to know that he's a rock in a river land. He's a shelter in a time of storm.
Excuse me,
but he is bread on my table when I look up sometimes and I think about how I was in trouble before, but the Lord worked it out somehow, some way. And if I go back in trouble again, the Lord will not leave me. It's that because he said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? I don't know about you, but I tried the Lord 30 years ago, and from that day to this day, he never failed me yet. And that's why I can say that the Lord is good. Oh, I feel my head coming off. The Lord is good all the time. The Lord is good. I heard somebody say, I stepped in the water and the water was cool. Chill my body, but not my soul. Ain't God any good. Somebody say, I was left or behind, but the Lord came and shook me up, turned me around, planted my feet on solid ground. Here in the chapter 2, the Bible said that Mary began to have the child, but they didn't receive the child. I heard him say, go tell and find where he is. But he knew that there was a king that was going to be coming, and his kingdom was going to be forever and ever and ever. I heard Daniel saw the coming of the Lord and said, that was a rock cut out without human hands. I heard Daniel say that there will be a king that will last forever. Drag it up, Miss Pat. I heard in the 18th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible said Moses was in the spirit, I'm talking about spirit now, and Moses saw the coming of the Lord. He said, there will be a king that's going to be coming to save the world. His name is Jesus, the Savior of the world, born in Bethlehem, left for dead, ain't he all right? The reason I know he's all right, because he saved my back behind 30 years ago, and he saved you too. Ain't God all right? Ain't he good? Somebody say yes. I receive the Lord Jesus. Let worship him. Give him the glory and give him the honor, because all praises belongs to God. Even though mama's not here, but I still can see her in the spirit smiling on me, saying, that's my child. I pray prayers for him. My grandmama saying, I said, my grandmama used to say, just a little talk with the Lord will make everything all.
Yeah.
Because when praise is going up, praise is going down. Excuse me, I heard the voice of Jesus say, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw, he drawed me, he drawed you. Now I'm going to tell you, I thank him this morning for saving my soul from a pit called hell. I thank him for putting money in my pocket. Sometimes I didn't even know how I was going to get money. But the Lord will put money in your pocket when every door is closed. He always got a door that's open, because he says, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I dwell, and I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm going to make a door for Lord by the blood that's running over my veins. The Bible says in St. John chapter 9 and verse 4, only what you do for the Lord will last. All this. Ain't God. I say, ain't good. I feel good, New Jerusalem, because I'm living today. Because I should have been dead, and you should have been dead too, a long time ago. But because somebody prayed for me, had them on my mind, took a little time to get down on their knees and say, Father, I stretch my hands unto thee.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.
That the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday broadcast over KAYT 88.1. The Johnson Temple family, our First Lady, Mother Judy Johnson, and our Pastor Superintendent Maurice Johnson, thank you for joining us again on today. The Saturday